Fashion is a universal language that connects all of us. It's not just about trends, it's a reflection of identity and culture. And did you know, the World Fashion Center is in Paris. Every year, Paris Fashion Week takes center stage as a place for designers from all over the world to showcase their collections to an international audience. On the other side of the world, Indonesia Fashion Week embraces creativity by showcasing the richness of Indonesian culture through stunning designs. From there, both brought their own unique touches to the fashion industry. While Paris leads in innovation and haute couture, Indonesia shines through ethnic fashion with deep cultural values. Though thousands of kilometers separate Paris and Indonesia, the fashion world continues to thrive, inspire each other, and celebrate diversity.
Hello listener, we're gonna play a song titled Symphony Yang Indah, or The Beautiful Symphony. This song was created by Robby Lea and first popularized by Bob Tutupoli. This song is included in a compilation album titled Festival Lagu Populer Indonesia 1980. Symphony Yang Indah has a deep meaning about love and being together. This song describes the feeling of beautiful and harmonious love and that the power of love can overcome obstacles and bring happiness. This song is also about sacrifice and loyalty in a relationship. In 2012, Wonch came with his version of Symphony Yang Indah accompanied by modern music without losing the soul of the original version. Listener, this is Once with Symphony Yang Indah. Happy listening.
Sebuah simfoni, kata hati disadari, merasuk sukma kabuku, dalam hati ada satu. Okay.
Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. Thank you for still joining us, Indonesia Today from Voice of Indonesia, that you can enjoy on voinews.id and also RRI Digital Mobile App Channel VOI. Listener, as one of the largest archipelagos in the world, Indonesia houses a plentitude of islands. Each of these islands varies in size, terrain, as well as environment. Speaking of the uniqueness, there existed one eccentric island nestled among the Isles of Raja Ampat in West Papua. Say hello to Misol, formerly known as Misol. This little piece of paradise lies near the waters of the Ceram Sea and can only be reached by boat from the port of Sorong City. So to make it simple, we'll show you the best ways to enjoy the dazzling island of Misol. The first one, visit the heart-shaped Lake Karawapop. Home to countries, fascinating attractions, so many unique spots exist on the islands of Indonesia, including a love-shaped one. Although much more natural on Misol, you can also find another love-shaped attraction. Set your eyes on Lake Karawapop, also known as Teluk Cinta Besar, which means huge love bay. Snuggled by the luscious jungle of Karawapop Island, this gorgeous heart-shaped turquoise lagoon can be found in the western part of the island. And then you can swim with stingless jellyfish of Lake Lenmakana. The waters of Raja Ampat are indeed filled with plenty of exotic sea creatures swimming around. Some are even rare and unusual, such as stingless jellyfish. A jellyfish that isn't armed to sting anyone on its path. This particular creature can only be spotted in a few places, including Lake Lenmakana in Misol. Then when you have done swimming with charming jellyfish, head over to another excellent lookout point called Harfat Peak, where you can witness the magnificent view of the exotic Misol Isles along with the turquoise waters surrounding them from the highest point. And does the view of Misol seen from Harfat Peak make you want to sink into its alluring waters? Then come down and do it straight away by taking a trip to Namlol Beach. Also known as the Point of the Sea, Namlol Beach is one of the most ravishing lagoons you can find in Misol. What makes it particular is because it features shallow crystal clear waters as well as several picturesque karst rock formed throughout the pond. And before you end your trip, take one final moment to witness another Mother Nature masterpiece in Misol by sailing to Baibulol Lagoon. You will be greeted by a view of majestic karst rocks shaped like massive solid Christmas trees ornamented with thick bushes standing above bewitching turquoise waters. The name of the lagoon itself comes from the word Balbul, which means some kind of octopus, and Lol, which means a lot. Just like the name, it is believed that Baibulol Lagoon houses so many octopuses under its waters. So, are you eager to wander the island of Misol? Then suit yourself by staying at one of numerous resorts and homestays available around the island. For more details, you can visit indonesia.travel. indonesia.travel.
Open your eyes, open your mind. Feel the warmth, see the smile. Kindness and love, that's what I feel. Hold my hand and dance with me. A nation with a soul. Symphony of life and sound. Cause the beauty is so near.
Jaguar. Pristine land. In the Western Pacific Ocean. Ancient culture. A world of wonders. Mysterious and magical. The life of a tribe in sync with nature. West Papua's archipelago. Extremely rich sea life. Adorned with emeralds of islands. Sprawling protected in front of the coast. A heaven for divers. The richest marine biodiversity in the world. To majestic phantoms of the ocean. Life in an amazing setting. Where Makarero greets guests. An amazing sea adventure. The best of fish. And travel in style and comfort. Is always only a short trip away, always reminding us life is beautiful. Amazing cultures and lovely sea. West Papua, wonderful.
Indonesia is the most beautiful land in the universe. The land where we were born. The nation where we grew up. So many colors that leap together in peace. With a million timeless treasures. With an abundance of natural wealth. Indonesia is not just wonderful. Indonesia is a wonderland. Kota Baru,
Thank you. of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcasts in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast by shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz and via streaming on voanews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
When visiting the archipelago, the first thing that comes to mind is the cuisine. The Voice of Indonesia team on a visit to Natuna Riau Islands did not waste the opportunity by exploring the specialties of this northernmost region in Indonesia.
Selai-selai ikan selai.
Of the many typical Natuna foods, we were very interested in foods that are thought to have existed for hundreds of years, namely the tabel mando and kernas. At first glance, the shape resembles contemporary food, namely pizza and nugget, a typical food from Italy and America. When the Voice of Indonesia team tasted it, we immediately liked the taste, which is delicious, savory, and said to be very nutritious because the main ingredients are sagu and fresh sea fish, which have number one quality. The same thing was also expressed by a tourist from Jakarta, Yatno.
Delicious. The fish doesn't taste fishy.
More interestingly, this tabel mando and kernas snack does not exist in any area except in Natuna. We think that its taste is very good and able to go national and even international, beating pizza and nuggets, which have only been popular in Indonesia in the last few decades, while this Natuna specialty is believed to have existed for centuries. The Voice of Indonesia team searched for this delicious food maker by tracing from one resident's house to another around Ranai City, the capital of the Natuna district. According to information from a local resident, we met Juleha, 34 years old. There is something unique about this woman who has had 3 children, because she is very famous as a maker of pizza and nuggets ala Natuna. Juleha is better known by the nickname Juve, reminiscent of the nickname of the famous Italian football club Juventus. When we met her, Juleha was frying the final stage of the process of making kernas before being served or ready to be consumed as a snack.
In the process of printing and while frying too.
Juleha said that she is able to make tabel mando and kernas because she got a recipe from her parents. This recipe has been passed down from generation to generation. Of the 6 siblings, her parents entrusted the recipe more to her because she is the only one who inherited the recipe for making tabel mando and kernas with details and how to make them, including the prohibitions and taboos that should not be done. According to Juleha, it's not because of belief or mystic, but it's rather to keep the taste itself. Because if prohibitions or taboos are violated, the tabel mandu and kernas will not turn out as desired, including destroying the shape and taste of both. According to Juleha, processing food made from sagu and fresh sea fish is not difficult. It only takes patience for perfect results. She briefly explained how to make the tabel mandu.
Sagunya kita omseng dulu, agak-agak setengah masak gitu.
I roasted the sagu first. It was a bit half-cooked and then I combined it with other spices such as salad fish and garlic, shallots, which have been mashed. They are mixed into the grated coconut, immediately stirred together and then stirred again with the roasted sagu.
Setelah itu...
Afterwards, the dough is made like a slab, covered, just to keep the heat low. So, it doesn't cook all at once.
Tidak sekaligus. Jadi, masaknya tuh lebih bagus.
So, it cooks better and the inside part is chewy like pizza.
Meanwhile, carnas, which has a texture similar to nuggets, is a mixture of white tuna and sagu. Uniquely, the sagu used is grain sagu instead of sagu flour. After the dough is molded and then fried, the black sagu grains like whole black pepper grains stand out, making the shape of the carnas more attractive and appetizing.
Pakainya ikan tuna. Ikan tuna itu...
The tuna used is tuna or white sinback fish.
Kita di Natuna itu sinback debit.
In Natuna it is called sinback debit.
Tulang-tulangnya bisa di...
The fish is clean, the bones removed, can be powdered or blended.
Seperti bawang putih saja ya kalau.
Then there are other spices such as garlic, black pepper, and devil's chili pepper.
Terus bumbu lainnya tuh secukupnya.
Other spices are to taste according to needs and the manufacturing process. How about the sago grains are cooked first? Sago grains that have been cooked are then mixed with raw and whole grain sago.
The tabel mando and carnas are two of the many special Natuna specialties. These foods are served for daily meals such as for snacks, family meals, traditional and government events. Even if so popular, the tabel mando and carnas also become souvenirs for tourists. According to head of the Natuna Tourism and Culture Office, Hardi Nansyah, the tabel mando and carnas are superior culinary products from Natuna Regency, Riau Archipelago Province.
Nggak ada di tempat lain.
It doesn't exist anywhere else. So it's like nuggets. Nuggets from Natuna from a long time ago.
Nah, kemudian ada lagi tabel mando.
There is more tabel mando. Tabel mando is a Pizza Hut from Natuna. So it's not fish stock, but it's real fish meat. So the taste of the fish is great.
Pakai sambal makannya.
It's eaten with sambal. So it's made specially. You can find it everywhere, such as in Jakarta. So it's frozen. There is no preservative at all.
Hardi Nansyah hopes that someday the tabel mando and carnas will be more popular than Western food, such as pizza and nuggets.
Today's edition of Music Corner presents a traditional song from Papua entitled Diru Diru Nina. The song lyrics contain the prayers of the Papuan people. The prayer asks that the community to be able to survive all the challenges that they face. In addition, the song Diru Diru Nina also contains prayers so that the people and the surrounding environment are always protected from danger. Well, listener, let's enjoy the traditional song from Papua, Diru Diru Nina by Trio Ambisi. Happy listening.
Diru diru nina, oh, 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 oh. Sawang hidupku tanpa cintamu, bagai malam tanpa bintang. Cintaku tanpa sambuku, bagai panas tanpa hujan. Jiwaku berbisik lirih, ku harus milikimu. Aku bisa membuatmu jatuh cinta kepadaku, meski kau tak cinta kepadaku. Beri sedikit
Newsline. Indonesian President Prabowo Subianto has announced the Indonesian government's decision to become a member of the New Development Bank, or NDB, a multilateral development bank established by the 5 founding member states of the BRICS group. He informed at a Merdeka Palace in Jakarta on Tuesday. that during a joint press conference with the president of NDB, Dilma Vana Rousseff, who has encouraged Indonesia to become a member of the bank on multiple occasions. The Multilateral Development Bank was founded with an initial authorized capital of $100 billion, set by the five initial members of BRICS, Brazil, Russia, India, China, and South Africa. Efforts to restore health services and resume educational activities are underway in Yahukimo District, Highland, Papua, following the recent insurgent attacks targeting teachers and health workers. Coordinating Minister for Human Development and Culture of the Republic of Indonesia, Pratikno, has affirmed. He informed on Tuesday after the recent attacks by an insurgent group, the situation in Yahukimo has been brought under control with restoration efforts carried out for health and education services. That was Ms. Line from Voice of Indonesia.
Rayuan belaka, harapan yang palsu.
Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcasts in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast via shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz, and via streaming on voanews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa.